Chapter 19 Weight Control. Theories and excuses for the problem of overweight and obesity in the developed countries. Introduction to the problem. A major health problem in the United States and other developed countries is overweight. That is, a sizable percentage of the populations of the developed countries are overweight or obese. This problem has led to many theories, or perhaps excuses, to explain the causes of overweight. Most of these theories are fallacies. I discuss some of the most common theories under the following subheadings. Why the theory of a sedentary lifestyle, lack of exercise and overweight fails. One of the theories, or excuses, for the problem of overweight is a sedentary lifestyle. It is true that individuals who are physically active will burn up more calories than people who work at a desk job. However, the difference in caloric needs between physically active and sedentary lifestyles, in most cases, is probably less than 600 calories. In some cases, the variations in caloric needs can be much smaller or much greater. However, whatever the difference is, it can easily be compensated for by variations in food intake, and thus ideal weight can be easily maintained regardless of your level of physical activity. Simply put, if you do little or no exercise, you simply eat less. If you are physically active, you must eat more to maintain normal weight. All of the above will become obvious if you observe the people you know and work with. You will find that there are many people who are very inactive, but they are slim. The important idea to understand is that lack of physical activity does not make you fat, but it does reduce your caloric needs. However, physical activity and regular exercise is quite healthy. It increases life expectancy and results in greater strength and endurance and a higher quality of life. Nevertheless, it should be kept in mind that for most people it is not feasible to lose weight by becoming physically active, even if you engage in highly vigorous exercise. For example, if you jog, run or walk 3 miles, you might burn up about 300 or 400 calories. If you do this 3 or 4 times a week, in theory it might result in a 2 or 3 pound loss of weight each month. However, this will not necessarily result in a weight reduction for most people, unless they are on a strict diet, because the exercise may stimulate the appetite. Any calories that are consumed after jogging or walking 3 miles can be easily gained back by a jelly donut, a couple of bottles of soda, an ice cream pop, a candy bar, or slightly larger meals. For some individuals, their exercise program may result in significant weight increases if they do not control their eating habits, because exercise might stimulate their appetite very significantly. However, regular exercise, such as walking or jogging 12 or more miles per week, can be a highly effective way to lose weight when it is coupled with a properly designed diet that restricts excess calories. That is, the ideal way to lose weight is to combine strict dieting with good nutrition and a properly designed exercise program. Why the theory of aging and overweight fails. A common theory about overweight is it is caused by a reduction in metabolism as we age. However, many children, teenagers, and young adults are overweight in the United States, and there is no evidence whatsoever that overweight is limited to older people. Thus, another theory is necessary. In addition, the amount of reduction in metabolism as a result of the aging process is relatively small. For example, if an individual in their early 20s burned up or consumed 2,500 calories per day with a normal level of weight and a sedentary lifestyle, they would most likely burn up at least 2,000 calories, if not more, when they were in their 60s or 70s with the same lifestyle. However, if they started an exercise program in later life, they might very well burn more calories than they did when they were in their late teens or early 20s, even in their 40s, 50s, 60s or 70s. I have heard the argument excuse of aging and reduction in metabolism applied to people in their 20s, 30s and 40s, which would involve an even smaller reduction in metabolism than the examples presented above. Of course, someone could argue that the moderate reduction in metabolism and physical activity relating to the typical aging process adds up. They may argue that even a 100-calorie reduction in metabolism per day can result in a 10-pound increase in weight each year. However, this argument fails Because a small reduction in the consumption of food on a daily basis would easily compensate for any reduction in metabolism that resulted from the aging process. Slightly smaller portions of food can result in a reduction of at least 500 calories a day. Alternatively, a small reduction in fats and refined carbohydrates can easily result in a 500-calorie reduction in calorie consumption. In many cases, the elimination of a single food, such as a jelly donut, or mayonnaise, butter, or fatty bacon, would more than compensate for any reduction in metabolism. Thus, the reduction in metabolism associated with aging does not explain why people are overweight in the United States, because many of the overweight individuals are children, teenagers, and young adults. In addition, any reduction in metabolism can easily be compensated for by modifications in diet and/or by increasing physical activity. Why the theory of genetics and overweight fails. A popular theory or excuse about overweight is genetics, which fails to explain the problem. However, it is true that each individual has different caloric needs, and some of this difference is related to genetics. Many genetic factors influence the amount of calories we burn up on a daily basis. This means that some people need more or less calories than the average to maintain normal body weight. Some of the many factors that can be partly or totally genetically determined in this regard are height, the quantity and nature of muscle mass, and various metabolic factors that relate to metabolism. For example, tall people with a muscular build can eat significantly more calories without gaining weight than a very short person or a midget with a slender muscle build. However, there is no evidence that short people, midgets, or people with slender muscle builds get fat without overeating. In addition, there are a large number of people who are tall or average height who are overweight. Basically, the genetic theory fails because genetic variations of caloric need are usually not very extreme, and even when they are, they can easily be compensated for by appropriate dietary adjustments. This is obvious because many short people and midgets are not overweight, and there are muscular and tall people that are obese. Why fat cell theories of overweight fail. There are many theories that are based on the quantity of fat cells. These theories usually state that people are overweight because they have many fat cells. No doubt, some people have more fat cells than the average. However, the number of fat cells does not make you overweight. Fat cells cannot create mass in the form of fat from nothing. There is a fundamental law, scientifically proved principle in physics called the conservation of matter, which essentially states that matter cannot be created out of nothing. This applies to the human body, fat cells, and the accumulation of excessive weight. Thus, the fat cells store the excess calories from overeating in the form of fat. Regardless of the number of fat cells you have, you will become overweight if you take in more calories than you need for daily functioning. If your fat cells are not adequate in quantity to store the extra fat, your body will produce additional fat cells. Fat cells, or fat, are distributed unattractively on some people, such as on the belly, but this does not make them fat without overeating. The way the fat cells, or fat, is distributed on the body can be problematic for some people. Some individuals have a tendency to accumulate fat in certain portions of their body, such as their stomach. This does not in any way increase their weight without overeating, but it can be unattractive. For example, some people are only 10 pounds overweight, and much of the excess weight is on the belly, with the rest of the body relatively thin. There are individuals that have excess fat evenly distributed throughout the body, and if they are 10 pounds overweight, it may not be apparent to others. Unattractive fat distribution can sometimes be a problem for people of average weight and thin people. This can involve an individual that has a protruding belly, who is normal weight or slightly underweight. This problem usually cannot be solved by a reduction in calories, because it will result in underweight, which can also be a medical problem. However, the adverse distribution of fat probably does not have any adverse health consequences, assuming the individual does not become overweight, but for some individuals it may cause social or psychological difficulties. This might justify medical treatment for the difficulty, involving techniques that remove fat cells from specific sections of the body, such as liposuction. What are the real causes of overweight in the developed countries? There are two related causes for the problem of overweight in the United States and other developed countries. One is overeating, and the other is the type of food consumed. I discussed this in the following paragraphs. Overeating. The first problem involves eating an excessive quantity of food, or overeating. In the developed countries, there are no food shortages, and almost everyone has adequate financial resources to overeat if they want to. People also have difficulties in controlling the quantity of food they eat, because food is available everywhere. There are huge numbers of restaurants, cafeterias, fast food facilities, candy stores, street vendors selling food, and supermarkets and grocery stores with a huge variety of food, including snacks. All of the above makes it very easy to overeat, and very difficult to maintain a proper caloric intake. A major cause of overeating and excess fat accumulation is repetitive snacking. Many people do not overeat during regular meals, but periodically take snacks throughout the day. Unfortunately, many of the foods we consume as snacks contain a great deal of calories. 3 snacks throughout the day can easily result in an additional 900 to 1200 calories a day. Keep in mind that even an additional 100 calories a day can result in approximately 10 pounds of additional weight per year. The type of food consumed. The other problem, the type of food is probably worse than the first problem. Many people in the developed countries have an excessive intake of fatty foods, including foods that are prepared with butter, margarine, and oil. Actually, fatty foods by themselves do not make a person overweight. The problem with fatty foods is a small volume is high in calories. For example, a 500-calorie hamburger has little volume, and it can be consumed in a few minutes, with perhaps a dozen or two mouthfuls. An apple that has approximately the same volume as the hamburger is roughly about 60 calories and it can be consumed in a few minutes. It is very easy to consume 1,000 calories of hamburger in 1 hour. It would be quite unappetizing, and very difficult, to consume 1,000 calories of apples even in 1 day. Keep in mind I am using hamburgers and apples as examples, and this concept applies to many foods. Foods that are composed of refined carbohydrates present a similar problem as the fatty foods mentioned above. A tiny snack, such as a small piece of candy or cake, can be 400 calories. It is very easy to eat several hamburgers or other fatty foods, coupled with several pieces of cake or candy throughout the day. Most people only need about 2,000 to 2,500 calories a day. However, the hamburgers and the several pieces of candy, coupled with other meals throughout the day, can easily exceed 3,000 calories. Thus, the cause of overweight and obesity in the developed countries is overeating, and the excessive consumption of foods that are very high in calories. Junk foods, fattening foods, and low-calorie foods. Why are junk foods a major health problem? Junk foods are foods that have a great deal of fat and/or carbohydrates, in a relatively small volume, and they may not contain an adequate amount of other nutrients. Junk foods by themselves actually will not make you fat, or get you sick. A small quantity of junk food can actually be part of a healthy, well-balanced diet, at least in theory. The reason for this is, the fats and carbohydrates comprising junk foods are nutrients. However, junk foods become a health problem when the calories they supply are unneeded, which is often the case. Because of the highly concentrated source of calories in junk foods, it is easy to consume them in excess quantities and gain excessive weight. In addition, people that consume large quantities of certain types of junk foods, especially pastries and candy, may not consume an adequate amount of some of the essential nutrients needed for good health. That is, pastries and candy, and many other junk foods do not contain many of the needed vitamins and minerals, and they may curb the appetite. This can eliminate the desire to eat the foods that do provide the needed nutrients, such as fruits and vegetables. Looking at foods in terms of calories per volume can provide some useful insight for the attainment and maintenance of proper weight. Foods have varying levels of caloric density, which can be measured in calories per volume. For example, milk is 20 calories per fluid ounce, and vegetable oil is approximately 240 calories per fluid ounce. When many foods in the diet are of high calorie density, it is very easy to consume an excess number of calories per day, and vice versa. That is, if your diet primarily consists of foods of low caloric density, you will find it difficult and unappetizing to consume excess calories. The high caloric density diet consists of a relatively small volume, which means you can eat very little and still consume an excessive number of calories. A low caloric density diet means you can eat large quantities of food, in terms of volume, and not exceed your caloric needs. Usually, a high caloric density diet involves fatty foods, large amounts of oil, mayonnaise, butter or margarine, which may be coupled with foods prepared with refined carbohydrates, such as sugary desserts, cakes and candies. A low caloric density diet may consist of a large quantity of fruits and vegetables, with lean meats, with a fat intake of no more than 25 or 30% of the daily calorie allowance. Most of the volume comprising a low caloric density diet is water and roughage encased in the cells of fruits and vegetables. In general, with a high caloric density diet, it is easy to eat excessively, and with a low caloric density diet, it is very difficult to overeat. However, it is important to understand that a high caloric density diet does not lead to overweight, unless you overeat. If you eat small quantities of very fattening foods, and you do not exceed your daily caloric needs, you will not gain weight. In theory, you can even lose excess weight on a diet that has a very high caloric density, but the volume of food you consume will have to be quite small. However, a good diet from a practical perspective for most people is a low caloric density diet, with a large amount of fruits and vegetables. Examining the problem of overweight from the perspective of habits. Eating habits are the primary cause of overweight in the United States and other developed countries. This involves the habit of overeating and consuming excessive quantities of fatty foods and foods that are primarily refined carbohydrates. This essentially involves poor eating habits that involve the excessive consumption of foods that are of high caloric density. Eating a small volume of such foods can easily result in excessive calorie intake, and overweight or obesity. Poor exercise habits or sedentary habits can contribute to the problem of overweight, but as previously stated, lack of exercise does not cause overweight, unless you overeat. Typical habits in the developed countries involve the use of automobiles, even for short distances. Sitting and watching television, or working or playing with a computer for hours, are typical in the United States and other developed countries. While this is done, people often like to snack, which makes the problem even worse. When many people begin exercise programs, they are faced with conflicting feelings because of their sedentary habits. It is common for people to give up their exercise program and dieting as soon as they experience some discomfort or are distracted by various life events. The solution to overweight or obesity is the development of healthy eating and exercise habits. This should involve eating a well-balanced diet with many fruits and vegetables, coupled with an exercise program that is appropriate for your physical condition. For most people, the exercise program should involve walking or jogging at least 12 miles a week, or more. For more information on developing healthy eating and exercise habits, see Chapter 17, 18, 20 in this book, and consult the following list of websites. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.